OMG, hi, welcome back once again. I know sponsorship just finished, but welcome to Are You Really Vibing podcast, and today we're playing Minecraft. And I forgot I recorded an intro like at the beginning, so it pretty much just jumps into me being terrified because I was getting killed. So anyways, I'm gonna let that begin and have fun and enjoy. Bye, same thing. Okay, I'm really scared, but oh my god, I'm dying. I died. Okay, anyways, I'm respawning. Okay, well, I just respawned like right outside of my house, so that's chill. Okay, wait. Oh crap, I just fell and I missed out again, bro. Wait, okay, I literally just like got lost in my own house. Okay, he's still out there. Before I pick up any of my stuff, I want to kill him. Dude, literally chasing this dude right now. We're like fighting. Right? Can you hear it? Okay, you can probably hear like me aggressively cleaning. So we can die. Okay, you just hit me again. Okay, rude. First of all, rude. And he died. Congratulations for me. Please clap. Okay, now let's gather my things again, because I just respawned, so. I wish you could see the little, like, tongue face I just made. It's hilarious, top tier comedy. So, top tier comedy right here. Okay, before all my stuff goes away, I should probably get it all. But yeah, I'm always scared when I respawn that I didn't, like, get all my stuff, even though I probably did. But, like, stuff gets tossed down so far. Like, my steak is, like, all the way out there. Like, why? Why? What's the reason for that? What's the purpose for that? Like, really? Okay, it's fine. I got, like, the important stuff. No, I didn't. I saw, like, big chunks of wood just, like, laying there. Okay. I have a little spider. Okay. My shovel. Most important thing. Okay. Oh, my God. The monsters must have left because, like, it's quiet now. It's quiet outside. Little Hamilton for you all. Crap. Okay. There's just me doing that. Okay. I'm gonna make a crafting table real quick. I hate it when it does that. Okay. That was my mistake of not opening a space in my little like bar. Wait. I was about to make an axe. That's what I was about to do. That's the goal here. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't have any stone. Great. Love that for me. Okay. There was a reason I built an axe, and now I have forgotten it. Okay. So when I was building my door frame, like the part that like extrudes from the house, I was like, oh, well, it'll be so sick if I put like real like just the wood logs in front of it instead. Okay, that is first of all not the direction I want them to go. Okay, rude. And I just like went with it, and I put planks. I didn't want to put planks there, and oh god, it's about to get nighttime again, and I don't want to get nighttime. I'm too busy for it to get nighttime. I actually say that, like, during my, like, everyday life. I'm too busy for it to get nighttime. Cause this tree, oh my god, why is it doing this to me? You know, like, the wood logs that won't go right, right? Sorry, Randy. You can probably only hear my controller. And I hope that makes it so cool. Okay. Oh my god, it did it again. Okay, let me see if I... Oh. Okay. Okay, here we go. I don't know what is going that way. I think I know how I'm gonna have to do it. Oh my god, a snark. It's scary, it's spooky, it's a few times. Okay, I see it. Oh my god, it didn't. Okay. Okay, it went the right way this time. Okay. Let me grab this one from this side. Okay, we have a door frame now. And I'm not a big fan of it, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I don't care. I don't care. I don't. Okay. also, there's a slime in my house. Somebody call Karina Garcia. Okay, I'm resting. I'm going to sleep. You can, like, not hear my controller. You're welcome for not being able to hear my controller. Okay, we're back. We're back, baby. Okay, so next process is probably going to be the inside of the HISA. I think so. But the only problem is I have these huge lock. Where I was trying to get on top of the... I'm sorry, I had to do the roof. And on the outside of the house, because you can't see it, so I have to describe everything in perfection, like perfect detail. I was trying to get on the roof, so like I was hopping and putting planks down at the same time. And now I just have like these really long things just there. So I'm gonna have to go on the other side, get on the roof from the other direction, because like my little cottage, I'm building a cottage in a swamp. That's the goal right now. It's like probably halfway done. I got like the outside and the floor plan done, and like I've gotten both stories done. So good for me, good for me. You know, good vibes here. Oh my god, there's so many cows. Why are there like 3 cows? There's like a whole family of cows. By the way, I also don't kill things unless they're trying to kill me or I'm in dire need of food. So that's why I'm not murdering the cows. I will start a cow farm later. Just so I can have some cows. You know, that's a very like cottagey thing to do, I think. Okay, you know what? We're just gonna put some dirt here so I can get to the roof. I'm gonna curse there for a second. Okay. So, I realize the roof looks way worse than I thought it does. That's fine. We're going to ignore that. And keep. Okay. So, there's like the... I don't even know how to describe what's going on right here. Like, I don't think there's descriptive words. It's chaos. Chaos is the description of my house right now. Like, literally, the only descriptive adjective I can think of is chaos. Because I started the roof, and then I realized once I got down, the roof was a mess. And I know you're probably thinking, shouldn't you be mining and not focusing on your house? I went mining, and I almost died because I actually did die. And then I got my stuff back, and I was like, oh, okay. And I got cocky because I got my stuff back. And once I got my stuff back, I thought it was smart to go explore the little mansion thing that was like just a little bit of ways away. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go explore that place. There's probably like nothing in there that's going to kill me. Wrong. There's like these little guard things. And before I even knew it, I was dead. And I had to sneak back in there and try to get my stuff. That didn't go very well. I didn't get my stuff back for a little while. I like managed to get it. I had to put it in a chest outside because I was dying. And then I died. And then I was like, I'm not going back to that place unless like I'm ready to die. And then I was prepared to die and get my stuff. And I did get my stuff. And that was that. And it was a difficult process, but now we're here. The roof is a mess still, but well, the halfway roof, I have a roof. Okay, like this is me describing my house. So in the front area, there's like a little piece that's like extruding, and it has like a nice little just a roof, like the pointy roofs. Like, in the front. It's a cottage, by the way. And then, like, there's this little side piece that, like, there's a front. And then, like, there's that it, like, extrudes from, like, the big part of the house. And then there's a side. I really suck at describing things. But it's there. It's a mess. It's chaotic. Very chaotic. I suck at this. My boyfriend told me to, I told him I was mad. He told me to suck it up and play some more Minecraft. And I am. I did take his advice. I regret taking his advice. I probably shouldn't have. But it's fine. So here, okay. I fail. Great. Okay, so. So now we're gonna have to work on the roof of like the big part. And I'm scared to do that because I've been sitting here for like 10 minutes trying to figure out how I'm gonna do it and I haven't came up with anything. So I think at this point the best solution I have is just to start and hope for the best. I think that's like it. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be doing one of the roofs where it's like slanted on both sides. Like, okay, imagine like a big rectangle, like rectangular shaped house, you know. Prism would be more. Wait, is that a prism? A 3D rectangle. Okay, I don't know the actual word it's for, but like that. And the roof is slanted on both sides, and it meets in the middle. That I will describe it more later, because I'm literally brain dead right now. I'm not actually brain dead. See, I was going to. Sorry, I have to relocate my body. Okay, I'm about to make a really bad decision that is going to hurt me, but I'm willing to do it. Okay, so I just jumped. So we're beginning the building of the bridge. Not the bridge. The roof. I'm pretty scared because I don't think this is going to work out like I want it to work out. So, pray for me, guys. Pray. You know, say a little prayer for you. Morning, I wake up. Okay, no, sorry, this is not Glee. Do I have to put a trigger warning now for like Matthew Morrison? I'm sorry if that reminds you of Matthew Morrison. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for it to. Oh, crap, I have. Like, we appreciate, like, me being at this for 5 seconds and already screwing up. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just saying that so I feel better about myself. I should be doing school. But I'm not. I'm not. Okay. Here we are. Oh my god, this piece of wood will not lay down right, and I think if it doesn't, I'm going to go slam toothbrush down. Okay, you know what? Fine. Toothbrush is going down. Later, when I go to brush my teeth. I promise I'm not laughing at myself. I'm not. Okay, well, that's a lie. I am laughing at myself. That's a complete lie. I'm sorry. I thought that was pretty funny. Not gonna lie. I don't know why. Oh my god, my TikTok did good today. It had like, I just spilled. Well, my TikTok did do good. It had like 100 something likes, I think. Go like my TikTok. My TikTok is, I have 3, so you can go follow. Are you really vibing? That's also my Instagram username if you want to go follow that. And then there's also Miss Gracie. Gray Googler. I mean, wait. Yeah. That's my name. It took me a second. I have 200. Okay, I am back. I had to take a little break for a second because I was busy and I'm trying to lower the sound because I realized my sound is up. Like my audio. Crazy up. I was like, dude, why are you so loud? Okay, we got the sound at like 10%. I can't do the controller though, so hopefully the audio is a little better. But we are still back at it with the roof. Back at it with the roof. Chances are we're auto-saving. Don't auto-save. I didn't ask for it to be auto-saved. And we're auto-saving. I love how it gives the little tips on, like, the auto-saving page, and I'm just sitting there like, hi. Oh, crap. I used the wrong wood. I wonder why it looks so
weird.
I was sitting here because I accidentally used oak wood instead of dark oak wood. Oh my god, that sounds so pretentious. I promise I didn't mean it to be. But, like, I couldn't just have, like, random five logs of oak wood instead of dark oak wood. Okay. Wait, crap. There's me doing the axe again. Okay. Okay, dark oak wood. Boom. Bah. I'm so scared I'm gonna fall again. Because I failed last time. If you miss that, I fail. Okay, it's about to turn nighttime. It's dusk. It's dusk, right? Is that what happens at night? Dusk? I don't know. The sun is setting. That's about all I know. Yeah, I think it's dusk. Maybe. I'm like, okay, 10% true. Okay. I'm standing on nothing right now. Dude, how's that even possible? Okay. The roof's actually going good. I'm shocked. Very shocked about the wood. Okay, that's the random oak wood that, like, came out of nowhere. I'm not losing my... Okay, actually, I take it back. I am losing my voice. Time to dig into the throat lodges once again. Free promo for the third drops I have. They're the berry smoothers. Very good. Very delicious. Yeah. There's me losing my voice again. Okay, now here is where the problem arises. I don't... Okay. Okay, we're fine. I'm kidding, we're fine. There's no problems. Okay, yeah, take them back. Yeah, there is. Okay. I'm trying to... Aha! Problem solved. Ha 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 ha. Hopefully you can't hear my throat lodges. I don't know why I can't just call it a cough drop like a normal person, but I think the word lodges is just so funny to me, and it makes me slightly uncomfortable, but it's fine. It's fine, I don't care. I don't care. The side of the roof completed. Please congratulate me for a second. Thank you. Thank you for the congratulations. I'm gonna go to bed now. I actually died. I'm just gonna go to bed and pick up my stuff whenever I wake up. Like, I literally failed. I was like, I'm gonna go to bed, and then I just fell down and died. And it was like, you hit the ground too hard. I'm like, really? No. No way, I didn't know. So, I know it seems like I die a lot, because I do. I die a concerning amount, and here I am, once again, picking up all my stuff. But this is why I don't have to eat food so much, because I die so much. Okay, I was thinking about playing another game, but, like, oh my god, there's big, one of those big slimes, you know? Oh my god, I'm trying to,
like, stretch my arm out so you can't hear the crystal clicking.
Okay, this is it. I'm gonna die. Oh my god, no, I didn't. There's just more slimes. Okay, I forgot they did that. And they're all attacking me. It said... Okay. Apparently I was speared. Cool. Sounds a lot better than death by tiny slimes. Like... Okay, oh my god, there's one of those creepy thingies with the tridents. Bro, I'm just trying to get my crap. Can you please leave me alone? Oh my god, he's gonna try to kill me again. I bark every time. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, I thought I got his trident, and then I realized that was just my shovel.
A plus for me. You know what? I'm going to kill these with my shovel. Those tiny ones can't hurt you, right? I don't kill them anyways. They deserve to die. They deserve to die. You tried to kill me when you were larger. Who's the big man now? Me. Okay. My voice is coming back. Worst part about living in a swamp is 10 out of 10, you encounter so many enemies while living here. Oh my god. There's that dumb zombie dude again. You know what, dude? No. We're gonna fight. We're fighting. The girls are fighting. The girls' fault. What can I say? The girls' fault. And I win. I mean, I had to die first, but overall, I won. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. I probably should eat my steak now. Because I deserve it from all the fighting. Sorry for the clicking. Okay. I need to go gather more wood. Which requires me going to my old house to get my axe. I am zooming under the water. Hello, I am under the water. Please, if you haven't heard that, go culture yourself, please. Okay, we are almost to the village. That is a lot. Okay, actually we're about halfway there. Halfway there, nothing's gonna get in the way. Little big time rush plug. 10 out of 10. Crap. Okay. We have made it to the village. I'm running for potatoes. Ooh. Okay, we're at the other house. The house I borrowed from a villager. Because... Oh my god, I got a trident. Oh, guys, I got a trident. Oh my god. I didn't realize I picked it up. Okay, anyways. More important things. I'm here. Okay, I do not have an iron axe, but I will make myself one. Because I deserve it. Anyways, I'm staying in this random villager's house because I didn't want to build a little tiny hut. So I was like, yo, this dude is so nice and gonna let me stay up in their house. And I'm like, sweet. So here I am staying in their house. But not anymore. I just leave my stuff there and come back whenever I need something. I'll sit in one of my chests. Because, you know, it'll work. I sleep in my house, even though there's nothing in there. It comforts me to sleep in my house. But it makes it hard when, like, I... And it just makes it easier, like, when I fall down and then have to, like, respawn. I probably need to, like, consider how much wood I'm gonna need for my roof. I think I'm gonna try to get, like... I'm sorry, my lights just, like, flickered and it scared the absolute crap out of me. Please don't do that again. Okay. Here we are. We have, like... okay. 34 dark oak wood. Sweet. I need, like, 4 things of 64. No. 4 stacks. I think that should suffice me for, like, the rest of it. I'm gonna go be boring and get some more wood, and then I will come back when I'm finishing the roof. Bye. But I will come back, I promise. And we're back. Okay, so I just finished collecting wood. I didn't get exactly 4 stacks because I'm lazy. So, we got 3 and called it a day. Nothing interesting happened except me fighting some slimes. And, yeah. That's, like, it. That's, like, the literal only thing that happened. Except for, like, me collecting wood for, like,
10 minutes straight, probably. Okay, I'm hopping up into the hizza. Oh my god, there's more slimes. Oh my god, and there's like, oh god, there's so many people right now. There's so many. Okay, I mean not people, monsters. Like mobs, like, oh, there's so many. Okay, that's it. I'm leaving. Bye. LOL. Bye. So right now I'm trying to get back up to the roof so I can continue my journey to finish my roof. That's like the only thing on my noggin, my mental right now. I was listening to a song and he was like, mental, and now like that's the only word inside my head is mental. Not like going mental, but like brain, I think. Anyways, so topic of today's discussion is Christmas presents. Okay, so you're probably not thinking where I'm gonna go with this. By the way, I'm not doing anything important on Minecraft right now, but anyways, presents. So I had to get something in my mom's car and I was about to go out there and she was like, no, and I was like, Miss Karen. Okay, side note, first episode, probably should clarify this. My mom's name is not Karen. She's actually not a Karen at all, but I call her that, and that is her name, according to me. So, suck it up and deal with it. Yeah. Okay, anyways, back to what I was saying. So, she was like, no, I'll go out there. And I was like, okay, Karen, because I know she has one of my presents. I have no clue what it is. I literally have zero ideas because I bought some of my own Christmas presents like I do every year. And Santa brings the rest. Yes, Santa brings the rest. But anyways, Santa as in parents. Miss Karen works for Santa. But anyways, so I was, you know, fine, whatever, I'll fix this later. I literally just messed up, like, the whole design of the roof. But you know what? I don't care. I'm too lazy to fix it. You can't even see this part. Like, on the total design. But anyways, I, like, really don't know what it is. And, like, I'm beyond tempted to take myself out to the car and find out what is hiding in there, because like Christmas is in 9 days. I don't have any patience at all. I have to like stretch my hands out so you can't hear the controller. My dog just got up. I heard her wiggle. Okay, but anyways, like I want to know, like, what did she get me? Like, what's the surprise? I really want a new laptop, and I'm probably gonna get one after Christmas. I really don't think my parents got me one, like, at all. I sincerely doubt it. I sincerely doubt they got me one. But I'm just thinking, like, the surprise it would be on Christmas. Because I keep fussing about how slow mine is. And just like, you know, maybe I'll get lucky, and they'll be like, you're a great kid. We love you. Here's a new laptop so you can write and play and it won't be so slow, because like I'm playing on my Xbox right now and I don't mind. I don't care playing on my Xbox. I mean, it's fine. I don't really care too much. Okay, sorry, I just realized I do have more wood than I thought I did, but anyways, I might be able to get through a good decent bit of this before having to go back wood hunting. Interesting. I just got a Snapchat notification from myself. I'm kidding. Somebody named Gracie just snapped me. I don't know them, but they did. But anyways, back to my topic. Yeah, that would be really sick. If my parents did that, I would definitely cry. Best Christmas ever. My laptop right now is so old. Poor thing. Her trying to run is like... I literally have to, like, speak to it to make it go. To make it function, I have to speak. I'll literally be like, come on, baby, you can do this. Come on. just a couple more words and then we'll be done. Which is not true, because I'll be writing like a full like Wattpad chapter. By the way, I do write Wattpad stories. Fun fact, if you're into that kind of stuff, please go check me out on Grooshybook on Wattpad. I will plug the rest of my information later. But anyways, back to my topic. Wait, I was talking about Christmas. Yes, Christmas presents. And like my sister, who is a grown up, gang to anybody who has siblings who are like grown ups with like successful jobs. We rule the world. We really do. I'm kidding, but like, it's the vibe. I was becoming nine again. How fun. Like, I don't know what she's gonna get me. So, like, I'm nervous. Like, Christmas makes me nervous. It really brings out, like, the nerves, like, the panic. Like, I love the holidays so much. It's my favorite holiday. It is. And my boyfriend was also born on Christmas Eve. How disgusting. I know. Crap, my throat is back at it again. I don't have COVID. Got tested. Negative. But positive for swag. They told me I was the swaggiest one there. I was like, of course I am. Who do you think this is? But anyways, back to my topic of Christmas presents. So I don't know what she has gotten me. There's a bunch of clothes from Brandy Melville I'm like hoping to order soon. Oh, speaking of, wait, no, I don't know if I can talk about this on the podcast. I can't talk about this on the podcast. I'm sorry. My boyfriend might hear it, and he can't hear this because I'm talking about Christmas presents that I got him. So we can't talk about that on the podcast because I'll make him hear it. But anyways, I have no clue what my best friend's getting me. I can't speak on what I got her, but all I can say is it's amazing. It really is amazing. I was tempted to write her a full Ron Weasley fan fiction and like give it to her. That was like the idea I had, but then I realized I have too many stories going on right now to do that, because I am fully like into how many stories am I in right now? 3, I think, which I haven't wrote on one since like September. Like, somebody read it the other day and I was like, oh crap, I probably need to update it. But it's a short one. It's pretty boring. It was during Draco Malfoy peak time. Yeah, now my new ones are, oh my god, I'm probably gonna lose people listening for what I'm about to say. And then the other one is Doctor Who. Don't ask why, I don't know. I started watching it again and I was like, you know what, this needs to have a fan fiction written about it from Gracie. I was like, you know what, okay. And I've written, I don't know how many chapters I have right now. I have quite a lot of chapters. I have like a scary amount of chapters, honestly, because I can't stop writing. And I was like, because I remember I said at first, I was like, I think in the author's note, I think I said like 1 to 2 chapters a week. God, I don't know how many, which I think I've been staying with that just because I finish the chapters and then I just leave it in the drafts, and then I just don't edit it. I hate editing things. I hate it. Oh my god, it's about autosave when I'm like almost done with the roof. Oh my god. I'm literally gonna fight somebody. I need to make sure I don't run over my time here. Okay, we have like 10 minutes per part, so we're probably about 30 solid minutes. I highly recommend you go get some grape juice. If you've been listening this long, I know I get like annoying if I like have an annoying voice. So pause here and get a grape juice. Or if you're working out and listening to this, go run more. Woo! Congratulations, you're working out. for doing more than I have today, which all I've done today is a little bit of schoolwork and Minecraft. Oh my god, could you hear my laugh? I hope you could hear my laugh, because I was like, really bad laugh. Sorry. I don't know why I just whispered, be loud. Does anybody else do, like, annoying things with, like, their mouth all the time? And, like, you just realize one day you're gonna have to stop. Like, I genuinely, like, can't show my mouth in public anymore. Thank God for masks, because all I do is, like, the little tongue thing, and I'm just like, LOL. Like, if people heard me, like, half the things I say half the time, and, like, didn't understand, I was being, like, I was making fun of, like, people who talk like that, they would probably think that's how I was, because I'd be like, LOL. And I, my emoji usage of, like, different emojis has gotten so bad lately because of my best friend. I literally blame her for everything. That's right, Chloe, I'm talking about you. You're welcome. I'm giving you a clout right now. I'm not gonna plug her, though. She doesn't deserve a plug on my podcast. I'm sorry, Chloe, you just don't deserve it. You just don't. I get it. I'll plug her later in the podcast, because LOL, she's bae. But anyways, my roof is almost finished. Okay, I take that back. My roof is not almost finished. I'm like 3/4 of the way done, as I just fell off the roof again. If I fall one more time, I think I'm gonna scream. I think I'm gonna scream, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine, guys. It's fine. It's like really fine. Please stop me now. I need somebody just to like put me out of my misery. I'm kidding. I'm literally kidding. By that I mean somebody please come like. Bring me Duncan. Yes. Duncan sounds so good right now. I get to meet my boyfriend's dog this weekend, which I know you're probably thinking, like, Gracie, why haven't you met him yet? That's like the first thing you should do. Secure the dog. I'm like, yes, I know. I should have secured the dog earlier. But I'm in a fun fact, I am in a long distance relationship. Kind of. Okay, he looks like 1 hour and 20 minutes away, which you would think would be, well, depending on your view, it would either be hard or easy. I don't know how it is. It's something. I think it's good for me personally. Oh my god, I'm not talking about my emotions. Never mind. But anyways, his dog's name is Patches. Patches is adorable. Patches is king. Patches is the light of my world, and I have not met him yet. And every day I wake up and think about how I have not met Patches, and it truly, truly upsets me, like, deeply. I've never had something deeply upset me as bad as the fact that I've not met Patches. But that will change this weekend, and we are going ice skating. Please, if you're thinking about it, like, if you manifest or if you pray, either if you do either of those things, you know, just put a little thought out there for me, please. You know, just a little thought, just like a little something, something. Because I can't ice skate. And last time I went ice skating was last year, December 23rd. Memory game on point. White guy emojis. Those swag white guy emojis, yes. But anyways, crap, it's almost morning. I'm not gonna be able to go to bed. Okay, anyway, we're in bed. Curtis Connor. Folks, there was a better clap, sorry. Anyways, what was I talking about? Okay, I was talking about Patches, and I was like, white guy emojis. Oh, ice skating. Okay, and then I got caught up in like how I was remembering things. I'm literally just gonna hide in here because I know I'm gonna die again. Oh my god. Sarah, please don't cry, please. Okay. Okay, but anyways, while I'm dying. Pretty much. I went last year. It was me and Chloe, Miss Bay. And we pretty much died. And this isn't, the last one we went to was indoors. This one's outside at a white water rafting center. You know, it's all outdoorsy. And like, I don't know if I have a fit for that. Like, I think I do, but like, I don't know if that's the fit I want to wear, you know? If you feel me, please send me a mental, like, a zombie. I'll kill him. I'll kill him. I love when the little, like, green hearts come out. The saddest thing is, for me, about playing Minecraft, is the fact my skins from the Pocket Edition don't come, like, over to the Xbox. Because I have the sickest little Minecraft PE, like, a skin. And she's so cute. And I love her. And she looks like she's wearing the Tate sweater from American Horror Story Murder House. If you haven't watched that, please, please do. It's amazing. All American Horror Story seasons are amazing. I love them all. I really wanted the Tate sweater from Brady Melville for Christmas, but it sold out. So I'm praying that even though I might not be able to get the exact like green one, I'm hoping to be able to get a red one really bad. I really want a red one. I'm sorry, I can hear the little witch laugh from the game. Okay. I'm sorry, I just, like, put everything. I'm gonna go fight this witch. Fight me, ho. Fight me, ho. Fight me. Let me take you out. I'm fighting. I'm throwing hands. She killed me. It's fine, though. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Coming back stronger. Stronger. No witches on this property. No witch. Oh, a bat. Oh my god, there's a skeleton. Oh, you teaming up against me. You my first priority, though. You my first priority. Oh, did I kill her? Oh, she's back. Oh, gang. Bro, you know what's hard when you got, like, a skeleton coming after you and you got a witch coming after you? She's like, okay, I was officially killed by a skeleton, though, so that gives me a little bit of pride. Like, okay, drop attack, boom, drop attack, gang. Bro, was I even attacking you? No, I'm attacking Miss Witch over here, who thinks she's in charge of my little cottage. Okay, died again, but we're coming back, we're doing it this time. I might grab my iron shovel. Be scared. Of course, he's got the shovel. Okay. The next episode might be me writing. I haven't decided if I'm going to do writing episodes yet. Just because me writing gets a little boring. Because for moments at a time, I'm just silent. It's just me being literally silent. Because, like, you have to be silent sometimes. Because it's me thinking. Okay. Kills the skeleton. Now we gotta go back for the witch. Okay, once again, doing the little drop attack. Did she steal my... Oh, here she is. Here's the hoe. The hoe is here. The hoe is here. Oh. Fight me, hoe. Fight me, hoe. I did it. She's dead. The witch is dead. Hey, gang. I'm actually not in a gang. Surprise, I'm not. She literally dropped nothing, though. Bruh, I just spent all that time doing that, and she didn't even do anything. Bruh, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Me. Oh, I know what probably happened. My mom probably didn't go get anything for me. She probably got something in the mail. And she knows. Packages for me are the most exciting thing ever. Literally, I love a good package. Like, even if it's not for me, and like my mom's like, you can open it, and it's something for like my dad or something, I don't care. I love a package. Packages are like the foundation of my life. If packages didn't exist, I wouldn't exist. I love nothing more than going to the mailbox and like, boom, there's a package. It's just like exciting. It's exhilarating. Nothing brings me more joy in life than a package. I wish I was joking. I'm being literally serious. Especially when I'm driving and I pull up and it's just like, boom, package. I'm just like, oh. It's there. I'm the worst about tracking packages too. I will track that package every day, every second. I don't care if I just ordered it or not. That package is getting tracked. My throat, I can't take a throat lunges, but every 2 hours. Oh my god. I hope all of you have seen the Timothy Chalamet SNL skit. Oh, that boy. Mr. Timothy Chalamet. I'm always worried I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but I don't think I am. Mr. Timothy Chalamet. Call me by your name, Timothy Chalamet. I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. No, it wasn't. I will replay some of the greatest words ever spoken by Timmy. Pulled up. Drop that. You never loved me, Mom. But I needed you. That was honestly amazing. That was an amazing moment from this week's. I mean, was it 10? Was it this week or last week? Like, it would be considered last week's SNL episode. I don't even know who's hosting this week because I'm not an SNL fan. I will admit I purely just watched it for Timothy. I wish I was joking. I mean, there's nothing wrong with SNL. I love a good SNL sketch. I haven't seen any good ones like this season. And I love a good the Harry Styles one. I love it when Harry Styles hosts SNL. It is the best thing ever. I miss Harry in the sense of like, he's not really putting out anything at the current moment. I know he's working very hard. Go, Mr. Styles. Go, Mr. Styles. But, like, I don't know, it's just boring. Because, like, we don't get, like, Instagram content from him. Or, like, Twitch. But, I mean, like, tweets. We don't get anything like that. It's just pretty bland from him at the current moment. We didn't get Vogue, but I mean, like, we get his little projects all the time, and that's amazing, but, like, personalized content from him is, like, rare from Mr. Styles. That's why I love it when I see his concerts, and, like, he's talking, like, live. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Recording? Is recording the proper term? Recording this at, like, 1 a.m. This thing is 2 a.m. Moment. Sorry, just doing a little snip snip. It's probably gonna make me think that I do coke. I don't do coke, actually. I've been accused of, but I don't. I am a sober child, actually. For real, I'm completely sober. God, that makes me sound like I've been an alcoholic before. I'm just gonna shut up now. I'm just going to shut my mouth. Okay, so I'm climbing up the side of the house. LOL, climbing up the side of the house. We are up at the side of the house, and now, on the moon. Don't ask me why I laughed at that. There was no reason to laugh. Nothing was funny. Not funny. Okay, anyways. Shoddy is coming over tomorrow, and we both agreed to become British, which I'm very excited about becoming British, but like good British though, not like the ones people make fun of on TikTok. Not those kind of British. Aren't they called? I'm sorry. If this is offensive, I'm so sorry. Cause I don't know.
A spider.
You know, you can pronounce spider so many different. Okay, two things are attacking me at once. How about you attack each other? That'd be a good idea. And not attack me. Because I have done nothing to you. Oh, an egg. Okay, anyways, back to my topic before I got attacked. I literally forgot what I was talking about. Bro, that spider literally came back for me and just killed me. Then, kidding me. I'm going to sleep. Okay. It's only I can't rest because there's spiders nearby as this huge slime just comes attacking me. Thanks for warning me. Oh my god, now there's a skeleton. I really need to get doors. But I've been so busy. Okay, anyways, back to being British, but like, we were gonna watch Doctor Who, because she's never watched Doctor Who before, and I'm like, Miss Ma'am, that is a crime against humanity. I'm kidding, it's not. If you haven't watched it, save yourself, don't watch it, don't become a nerd, don't do that, don't become a dork, don't do it. I'm kidding, but if you watch Doctor Who, you are a cool person, and I love you. You're amazing, you're beautiful, you're wonderful. You're just special. LOL.
Good.
I'm sorry, the spider's trying to kill me again. I'm not having it. I'm sorry. I'm just not having it today. I'm simply not having it. Oh, that's the vibe. Did I get my dark? Okay, that's all I care about. Okay. Are you kidding me? In front of the house. Okay. A creeper just blew up in front of my house. That's so sick. But yeah. British things. That's what we decided to do. Become British. No proper reason. No reason. No rhyme. No reason. Just being British. Because we realized so many beautiful men are British, and if you need me to name a few, I will. Starting with War Pursuit, who has been on my mind quite a lot recently. Wilburn, get out of there. You're not supposed to be in my head. Alice Turner, Maggie Lee. Wait, is it? I'm pretty sure he's British. Sorry. I'm sorry, I just died again, and I don't know how to get myself out of it. Great. Oh my god, there's a skeleton again? I'm about to give up. I'm literally about to give up. I'm done. But like, they're just all beautiful, because I sent my friend, I sent Chloe at me. A picture of David Tennant. I was like, I think you're gonna fall in love with this guy when you watch him. I thought it was really cute. Ooh, he is cute. I'm like, I know he's cute. And then I sent her the alert daughter, and she was like, why is he cute too? And she was like, why are they all so handsome? And she was like, oh, it's because they're British. I'm like, yes, the British men. Of course, it's always the British ones. Always the British ones. Oh my god, I just fell again. I'm so clumsy and quirky. Please stop me now. Kill me now. Kill me. Murder me. Okay. Oh my god, and I have a therapist appointment like a few days before Christmas. Do you know how trash that is? Do you know how trash it is to have a therapy appointment before Christmas? Like, no, I do not want you to increase my Alexa dosage a few days before Christmas. Do not be like, your Christmas present is, you can go 10 milligrams down on your Lexapro. Like, thank you, but no. I'm kidding. I'm probably gonna cut that part out without my Lexapro. But there's no shame in that. There's no shame. It just controls the anxiety. Yeah, my, if you're also a 20 milligram Lexapro person, gang gang. We rule the world. Anyways, but back to pretty British people. I really do agree that British people are very pretty. Like British men are some British men, like famous British men, are very pretty. Like they're very handsome. Like why are you being so handsome? I honestly think it's the accent. Like, I think that, like, I used to not like the accent, and I don't like a, actually, I think that I could do. I was gonna say I don't like a Scottish accent. Like, Gracie, are you sure about that one? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie on recording? Are you gonna lie? Got it on record? You're gonna lie? No, I'm not gonna lie. Cause I do love a good British and Scottish accent. Because those are two different things. I wish I had a cool accent. I don't. I have a lame voice. LOL. My boyfriend says LMAO a lot. And I don't know what to think about that. Because I don't say LOL. Like, I say LOL in a joking sense. I don't say it in like a real like LOL sense. And it's so funny because every time he like is asking me what it means, I'm not what it means, but like, what do you mean? He says, what do you mean? LMAO. I'm like, what are you laughing at? Like, what are you laughing at? What is funny? What, I need to be in on the juke. The juke. Oh, I also have this new bad habit, and I don't know where it came from. I would like to know. I'm not even learning French, I'm learning Spanish at the current moment. But I've started saying ze, like instead of the, I'm saying ze, like ze book, ze story. Like random French accent, no reason, no rhyme, no reason. Nope, no nothing. Nope. No, it's just me saying the story, the book. Have you read my book? My book, my story. Have you read the story? The man? Like, that's literally all I do now is just put on a fake French accent. It's terrible. It's honestly terrible. Like, I'll do it in public. In public. Like, sometimes I forget I'm not alone, and like all of a sudden I'm just like there in public being like, ha, look, it's the dog, haha, the doggy. Like, why am I like this? What did I do? where did I go wrong in my life? Like, what did I do? What was necessary? What happened? I will tell you what happened. I will tell you exactly what happened. I got my heart broken. And forgot how to function around normal people. I had nobody to control me anymore. I had nobody to control my superiority complex anymore. If you're a person who has, like, I don't think I have a superiority complex. I joke about it. I don't think I actually have one. That's debatable. You know what? I will talk to my therapist. Actually, no. I'm too busy. She'll be like, I have to make you. I got a new therapist the other day, and she was like, we're gonna go over your goals from, like, your old therapist. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she's like, well, one of your goals was she wanted you to say something good about yourself every therapy session. And I was like, cool. And, like, I'm sure if she, like, caught me, I'm sorry, like, she just, like, when you put me on the spot like that, I can't think of anything to say. I'm just like, I made an A on my geometry test. And that was really the only good thing I could think to say. Not, oh, I had a cute Instagram post. No.
Okay, finally, speaking of Instagram, it is time for the episode to end. I know, I'm sorry. Sorry the time has come, but it's lagging on too much, and I'm tired. Oh, hold on, let me save my game before I forget. Okay. Anyways, my Instagram is Are You Really Vibing? Also, TikTok, Are You Really Vibing? Also, my other TikTok is Miss Gracie Gray Googler. Thank you very much. If you want to follow my best friend who is funnier than me, you can follow her on Instagram at ShoddyBay4. Like the number four for life, and that is life spelled LYFE. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, great night, great workout, great whatever you're doing. I hope you meet someone hot in the next 45 minutes. And if you don't, just go look in a mirror. Anyways, bye. This has been a fun podcast. I'm trying to, like, run up my seconds, but bye. Bye.